Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Joan, and we are here with a new episode. It's March 10th for those keeping track and scoring in your scorebooks at home, 2016. Tonight's show, you know, we're going for a good show today. With the last couple episodes we've had, I've had some technical difficulties, solar eclipse problems, just things of that nature. But we persevere, we keep our head down, keep moving, and move forward as best as we can. I don't want to say fast, because slow and steady wins the race. And sometimes we do need to act fast. But in any case, today's show, we're talking about coping with change in our lives. And yeah, it sounds like a self-help type show, but there's other aspects to this that I want to bring into play, and at least for discussion, due to the recent eclipses. I am on location, new location today, and I have a new cat helper this week manning my studio here. Anyhow. Let's go over a couple things. First, Facebook. You can find me there on Facebook, Real Metaphysical Talk. Hang out, like the page, share with your friends. If you like what you're listening to, the only thing is, in order to learn more, we have to share what we know. So like the page, share with your friends, and join in discussions weekly. If you see something you like it, that's what you do. It's social media. It's how we hang out. If not, you can always join as a listener here on Blog Talk Radio because, you might be listening via iTunes or other modes of listening and, you know, come and create a free account on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow me there and you can follow other great shows as well. And then, of course, lastly, as I mentioned, iTunes. I'm there too. Add me on your list of things to follow and your iPod and iPads will automatically update with the brand new shows as they are released. All right, great. We got the good stuff out of the way. Okay, so here we are, March 10th. We're slowly trudging along this month. We've got, according to astrologers, major eclipses and things happening. We just finished a new moon and an eclipse 2 days ago on the 8th or the 9th, depending on where you were in the world. Great pictures being shown and displayed all over the internet. If you haven't seen any, take a look, do a Google and find it. That was mainly on the other side of the world, in Asia, New Zealand, Australia, parts of Hawaii, actually got to see it. But take a look and see, like I said, the pictures were fantastic. But I want to talk again about the things that are happening with regards to the solar eclipse, thus the reason why I'm having the show about coping with change. And really, coping with change, people fear change. We all fear change. I fear change. But it's all about the way we approach things happening and life happening. And I'm not going to say I'm the most positive person. We all have our ups and our downs. Depends on what side of the bed I wake up. Are we being grateful? I mean, these are things that I've talked about in previous episodes. Are you being grateful of the good things that you have happening in your life, or even the most mundane things? You know what? I'm grateful that I have food to eat. I am grateful for the people in my life that help me get through my day, whether it be at home or at work. I am grateful for having people to turn to talk to, that can help me. I am grateful for my job. Some days I might not like the job, or my career, or whatever we want to call it, but I am grateful for the paycheck it provides. I am grateful for the air I breathe, or I'm grateful for the weather. Today, here in Northeast Ohio, the weather's kind of gloomy, but I am so grateful that it is actually above 50 degrees. I'll take it. For early March, fantastic. All about our gratitude. It's all about being grateful, and that changes the situation in your outlook. We all have good times and bad times. And so coping with the life changes, as I said, you know, your thinking really makes a difference. So if you're thinking positively, it's not going to change what might happen, but it changes the way you approach it. And you're thinking, all right, so we're 5 minutes into the show. How long is she going to talk about this? Well, we've got all show. And I'm not going to, you know, go on and really beat this into your head, but it is all about positivity. It's all about just being grateful. It's all about what you think you create. You go in and say, I'm having a bad day. It's going to be a bad day here at work, which could have happened today. But when we laughed a few things off, we actually got through the day and we felt we survived. We made it. We felt like we've accomplished something. The things that you put into your head, the words that you tell yourself, can make or break your situation. Now, the solar eclipse, a lot of events have taken place over the last couple of days. Many astrologers have said that this is a time of complete change. First, we have the solar eclipse. 2 weeks later, we have a lunar eclipse. I have been hearing is with regards to these eclipses is that we're dealing with frustration and delays of achievement through setbacks and loss. We may feel fear. We may experience fear and pessimism, but just kind of write ourselves off and say, you know what, there's no way I'm going to win. You know, the old poor me attitude. But this is not, I mean, yeah, the longer you sit there with that attitude, the more you're going to see the bad things happening. Key here is to basically keep focusing on your goals. Work on the little things. You may not be able to take the steps ahead. And this is all for this eclipse, the things that have happened in this past couple of days, and for the next couple of days, actually for the next week. We're dealing with a lot of karmic repercussions, things that might have happened. I have in several resources, it has come up to think back to 3 years ago. Where were you 3 years ago? What were you doing? Who was in your life? What situation were you in? And just take some notes and really just take some time to think about it. Where were you 3 years ago? What was happening? And you may not know exactly to the day, but at least you can, you know, figure out. So where was I at mentally? Where was I at physically? What was I thinking? And what was I trying to solve at that time? These are items that you have to complete. You have to work on at this point. You know, were you exiting a relationship? Did you make a mental note to say, okay, I'm done. I'm moving on. This is what I really need to focus on. And now, here we are in 2016. Are you there? Did you get to where you thought you should be? Are you in that mental mode? Are you in that process that you should have been in, or at least thought you would be in, from 3 years ago? Have you completed the tasks that you set out in your mind? Now is the time to really look back and see, did I get to where I thought I would be? Did I follow through on my mind's goals, my personal goals? Now, we don't want to take this time and push ourselves. We want to be truthful to ourselves, because that's the only way that we can actually grow. Now, eclipses. A couple of the notes that I have is that this is all about evolution. Change equals evolution. Many of us do fear change. Oh, I don't want this to happen. Oh, I can't, you know, I can't bear to think that I, you know, can't bear to think to go through this whole process. I think back to high school, and as a senior, many seniors are like, I'm so excited, I can't leave. You know, I want to leave school. Not that I can't leave, but I don't want to leave my friends. I can't wait to get out of here, but I don't want to leave my friends. And we think so innocently, like, okay, we're out of here. We're going to get out of here. We're going to go to we're going to have parties, we're going to go to college, and things will be great. But we don't necessarily, I would love to have that attitude again, and I'm sure I could. But being older, a little bit wiser, maybe, we want to, maybe we put up a smoke screen and say, okay, yeah, I know if I do this, that will happen. If I do A, then, you know, B will happen, or et cetera. So are we being truthful to ourselves? Are we actually going down that road and we're following through with what we said we're going to do? Or are we, you know, I want to go back to the time of, let's just be so innocent and say, okay, this is where it's going to be. And you're, there's no fear involved. I mean, there's some give and take there. So if we operate with the no fear involved, but we want to be able to get things done, or are we just saying, well, I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't want to be, I want to make sure everything happens as I have it here on my checklist, and I need to get this job, and I need to be working, and I need to pay my bills, and I need to have all this. Are we grateful for what we have around us? We don't necessarily see everything happening. There are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, not in our direct view. For example, you go and you wake up in the morning and you go to work. You do your daily grind. You have lunch, talk to your coworkers, you leave. But what you may not know is maybe your neighbor is conspiring to, I don't want to say, kill your garden, you know, and maybe they have a cat that gets out and likes to, you know, use your garden, your flower garden, as a litter box. So they're constantly putting stuff over there, or they see that you have better growth in your garden. So they're going to try to, like, damage your harvest, you know, or take away the good things that you have. You don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but you feel like, okay, I've got everything in order. I'm trying to give you a better example. You can't. Things are happening behind the scenes where you may not see it happening. Even if you go to work, you're doing your daily job. Maybe someone sees what a great job you're doing. So you've got your boss that is nominating you for an award or nominating you for a better position and suggesting to other managers, hey, I think Jack would be great for this job. Why don't you take a look? You know, you could use him on a project or what have you. So whether it be bad or good, there's things always happening behind the scenes. The universe works this way. You know, God, Spirit works this way to allow you other opportunities. So changing, coping with this change, you know, maybe a handful of years ago, I went through some major life changes. And for some time, I would find myself sitting on the couch, just being a lump, and not doing anything, and just basically doing my daily routine, sit on the couch, and just kind of mope. And I learned after a while that wasn't going to get me anywhere, first of all, and it just put me in the same mindset, day in and day out. We have to find a way to motivate ourselves, to find that one spark, find that couple of sparks, that gets you onto the path where you belong. There's something that you can do, something that you bring to the table that is what you should be working on, whether it be helping others and donating your time, or if you've got some type of creativity, some type of passion that you're looking to do, why aren't you following that? Why aren't you dedicating your time towards that? You know, work on yourself, work on your inner vision, work on healing yourself, spending time loving yourself. And I mentioned a couple weeks ago on one of my shows that we need to take time to do that, whether it be an hour, 5 minutes is great, but really an hour to an evening of just relaxation and learning how to live with yourself. You know, not going overboard, not doing things to hurt yourself, to express yourself. I am a creative person, so I love anything that is creating and learning and drawing and maybe of the artistic kind. So that's where I would take myself. But if it's something that you build, if it's something that you're good at physically with your hands or helping others, teaching is another way. If you're able to teach others a certain skill, that is another way to actually, get you along on your life path. This time in these eclipses is the time to stop you. The universe's way to stop you and say, hey, you're not where you're supposed to be. So what is it that you're doing? Coping with this change. Do I want to stay on my couch? I feel like now I'm going back and forth, and I'm doing this because this is what you're thinking. This is what I thought in my mind. Okay, I'm good. I'm going to do this. Oh, I better go sit on the couch. I can't do this. Oh, woe is me. Let me go back here. No one's going to help me. And it's a matter of attitude. It's a matter of your way of thinking. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? And maybe we don't know. And sometimes we don't need to know right now, but find what makes you feel good. Does it make you happy? We don't always have to beat the dead horse or ask the questions all the time. The answers will come in time. It will be revealed to you soon enough. But be prepared to act. I say act and not react, because we always want to be ready to move on. Be flexible. Let go of your control of the situation. When you let go of that control, you're not worried anymore and you're not confused. There's always going to be a little bit of confusion, but you're not so, you can't be upset. We're going to go through grief. We're going to go through these emotions, and you need to release them. You can always take the baths and the showers and, as I've said, by strengthening our energies, clearing ourselves with the shower, thinking of the white light cleansing us, using your crystals and stones, using those great essential oils. Some that I've mentioned before about relaxation with lavender and lang lang, and using them, just frankincense too, using them to get you to relax, to get you to that happy place, to get you to that, where you feel that area in your life where you feel like, all right, I've got this, it's okay. Being mindful and knowing what's going on around you is good. You don't have to know everything, but knowing that you can get through the day. Changes, like I said, is evolution. We all have to evolve. And if we fight it, if we fight the fact that we are changing, we'll never get anywhere. We'll never grow as a person. These eclipses right now are basically showing us, and really, this happens not too often, but we want to deal with this in a way where we know it's like becoming a teenager. We all know the magic number, 13. Oh, we're a teenager now. Remember when we all turned 13? How many in the family came up to you and said, oh, you're a teenager now. What are you going to do? You're a big teenager. Or when you turn 18, hey, you can go vote. Or turning 21. There's all these numbers that were set as a marker in our life to say, all right, we've reached this next step. This is like, now you've reached this age. Now you've reached this time in your life. What are you going to do? What have you done? What have you accomplished? And what are you going to do? This is what we need to look at. This is what we need to deal with. And change is not easy. It can be if you have the right attitude. Successful people, I've read books. I've watched videos, I've researched this. Successful people appear to be happy, appear to make changes very easily. They seem to be bold, they seem to be confident, they seem to know where they want to go. But they stress just as much as you and I, who might be not as confident, who might be questioning their moves. They will make their decision and they move forward. And it's not that they because they have money, or it's not because they don't have problems. They have issues in their life. They have situations they need to deal with. It's being a matter of fact, just getting all the information and maybe putting their decision aside for another day, and then coming back to it and saying, okay, now it's time to address what this problem is or what I need to deal with next. Confident people can be happy people, and we need to start to build our confidence. Do we know where we want to go? Who are we? We need to make this decision right now. Who are we? Who do we want to be? Are we being true to ourselves? And are we being true to others? Or are we just being false and fake? If you have to spend the energy to lie and be deceitful and deceive others because you want to be with a certain group of friends, because you want to be in a certain area in your life, but you know that's not you, to be happy, and you're going to be spending so much time, and I keep seeing, like, you know, people that have heart attacks and people that have bad health because they're spending so much of their time and their energy just trying to be who they're not. So find who you are, and it's okay to be that. Do you like computers and robots and you know, what I call the geek stuff, but I'm so into that. It's really neat to see and learn and be that person. Do that because it makes you happy. I'm a person who is in my early 40s and absolutely love to crochet. People think crocheting and knitting, that's for the old people. Well, no, unfortunately, it's a craft, and it's a skill that I have honed and I'm really good at and getting better. And the more I learn, the more I want to share it with people. And I just love to create, and I love to make these items and share them that, you know, people see me, oh, that's just an old-time skill. No, it's something that I really, truly enjoy. And if it's something you like, then you're going to find the people that are going to appreciate you for who you are. And that's where you need to be going. That's the thing that you need to be doing. So when we have change, yeah, we might be in our zone and we might be doing the things we're supposed to be doing, but something's always going to come knocking on your door. And yes, that we're going to be presented with situations that we may not know how to handle and feel ignorant and feel dumb because we didn't realize we saw these messages. We had these messages in front of us, but we never saw the message. Maybe we didn't understand what it was, or we ignored it. You know, the universe is saying, hey, you need to be going over here. You need to leave this situation. And we totally missed the boat. And so now is the time to go, okay, you know, I feel like the universe gives us an extra chance, another chance. And sometimes it doesn't, and it just takes away that chance completely, and you lose your opportunity. But there's always another area to go to. The old saying of when God closes one door, he maybe opens a window, or another door opens. You know, you have another opportunity, you have another chance, but it's a different direction. Don't think of endings as endings. In tarot, in the cards, the death card, everybody sees the death card is, oh, it's a completion, it's an ending, we're done, it's dead, you're dead to me. But the death card is actually a new beginning card. Your way of thinking may change, your beliefs may change, how you see things, how you perceive things, a complete overhaul. This time is a complete spiritual overhaul. Every change that you have in your life, whether it be a job, whether it be moving to a new location, whether it be relocating, whether it be seeing things in a different light, always a way for growth, always for evolution. It's positivity. This is things that we need to do naturally. Over the last, well, okay, we're in March. Over the last 3 to 4 months, we all know that there have been plenty of deaths happening in the celebrity world, if not in your own personal life. We've seen rockers, movie stars, writers, everybody passing away, passing over. This also is a way for evolution, for the spirit, for your soul. It's soul evolution. Because we're done here on our physical plane, and it's time, and you're called home, your soul evolves on. You've reached that level. Now you get to move on. It's like your graduation. You get to graduate to the next level. Here we are right now. What are we graduating from? Have we followed the rules? And if have we followed the rules? Yes, great, good. You can evolve. Did you miss something? Is there something you didn't learn? Now is the time that if we're having situations, if we're feeling bogged down by these eclipses, by this astrological time, then it's time to look at it and go, all right, I see it, I understand it, I accept it. And you can fight it all you want. It's just going to make things harder. It's going to make it drag out longer. Or you can accept it and say, all right, what am I learning from this? What do I need to learn from this? And where do I need to go? We all have these moments. Change, like I said, is never easy. I was that couch sitter. I could still be that couch sitter if I let myself be. But I look for those things that can help me get out of that funk. And, you know, I see on Facebook through some of my, on my personal account, some of my friends that will post continuously saying, oh, you know, I remember my mom or my dad or my great aunt, and they'll post old pictures. And they constantly post old pictures. And, oh, I'm having a bad day. And, oh, posting all the memes, like looking for people to say, how are you? What's going on? Are you okay? There's always going to be some of those people, and hopefully they find their way, and hopefully they can think more positively. They can have a good day. We all have good days. We all have our bad days. But to continually have that bad day, try to find a way to find that light, something to get you moving on and moving forward. I want to say we really need to be looking at the short term. We know where we want to go long term, but really in the short term, it's all about changing the attitude, changing our thoughts, changing. Change comes from us. We can't control what happens around us, but we can control how we think about the situation. And by changing that, by focusing on the positive, creating positive thoughts, whether it be prayer or meditation, using the bath, maybe if you are in a warmer climate, going to the beach, taking the dog for a walk, or if you have a cat and the cat wants to go for a walk, take the cat for a walk too. But find something to connect yourself back to nature, to the outside, just ground yourself. You need to find your healing ways to bring you back, to kind of recharge you. Right now, we want to make sure that we suspend what we think. We don't want to be so focused on what we think. We want to be able to be flexible. We want to welcome and be ready for the unexpected. Don't freak out. You know, think about what can I learn from this? And really don't be angry with the things that are happening. Change will be good. We're all going to get out of this eventually. And we're all going to graduate. Thank you again this week for listening. I appreciate all of you. Please share with a friend. I have plenty of episodes and archives looking for new things. I can't wait to talk next week with you. We're looking at St. Patrick's Day. So I might be talking about some of our small friends, leprechauns and goblins and all kinds of little people. We'll go there next week. But again, want to find me? My name is Joe, and I'm your host of Real Metaphysical Talk. I'm on Facebook. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, like the page. And again, thank you for joining me, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.